You're listening to The Writer's Block, presented by Bud Select, with Benjamin Hockman, Derek Gould, and Ben Fredrickson on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I hope this is one you can read.
Okay, Gardner, what do you got on the text line?
Mr. Togo Sal. New game. We show Hockman a bare chest and he has to identify Jew or not.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, B-A-R-E.
Yeah.
I think you meant B-E-A-R.
No,
I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding.
Frightening. Also from the 314 real quick, Gardner has a sideline coach fetish. He also likes to talk about the Wichita State coach jingling his watch, which Greg Marshall,
big watch jingler.
And it does bother me because his arms are... He might need Tommy John from the Tommy
Or at
John.
Least Seth Maness.
Yeah, it's one of the two. The
Why don't you ask it. Him at the next game? Coach! Trying to watch this game here, and you're jingling. And you're...
Stop it.
I bought all-inclusive tickets.
Did you knock it off already?
Yeah. Give it a shot.
So, yeah. Well, we got some stuff for the grab bag.
Do we? Let's play Gardner's Grab Bag!
Hey there, boy!
Hey, hang on, you guys.
Hey, man.
Hey!
Hey, I was on Quaaludes. I don't even remember Oz.
Hey! I'm Gardner, the owner of this house.
Well, we did have a little minute.
Yeah, that was good.
Talk about Lyda Crewson getting the endorsement of current mayor Frances Slay.
That's really going to help her.
It might. Maybe some will say, well, it'll be the same as it's been. We're looking for change. Maybe some will take that route.
Yeah.
There was a mayoral forum last night.
Was there?
On KSDK, Frank's station.
Oh, Channel 5.
Channel 5.
Love Channel 5.
And iHeartRadio had it going on. I didn't catch it live, but I had it DVR'd, so after the basketball game later at night, decided to watch the mayoral forum. So I thought we'd go through some things that were said last
night. That's a good idea. We of course, cover the mayoral race very closely here on the show.
Not a good start for city treasurer Tashara Jones.
Is that so?
Not a good start at all. Here is her opening statement from this mayoral forum.
Good evening. My name's Tashara Jones. I'm the treasurer for the city of St. Louis, and I am running for mayor because right now we have too many gaps. Gaps between neighborhoods, haves and have-nots, and gaps between neighborhoods, excuse me. It's important that you look over the entire career of all of the candidates sitting in front of you this evening. And I have been... I'm done. Thank you. Sorry.
Whoa. Maybe that's karma. Ooh. For October 2015.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I was asked to give a speech to many people. Not many people, a few people. But before me was Tashara Jones. And she spoke, and she spoke eloquently. She's a very bright woman, a very, very intelligent person. But then she was done. And, like, she left. All the people that was working for her walked out as I was going up to speak. And I was making mistakes like that, speech to speak. It rattled me. It threw me for a loop. And apparently that's karma.
Huh, I didn't realize this.
Yeah. A little more looser now and there.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Talking about different things.
Yeah.
What were you talking about that day?
Well, it was a speech to promote St. Louis, the excitement of St. Louis, and
you were sold on St. Louis.
Da, 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 da. And the tech, what do they call those things? The startups.
Yeah.
So I gave the speech at the startup place about why St. Louis is awesome and it's a good place to plant your flag.
So she didn't stick around to watch your speech.
I mean, I don't think she was like going home to watch, you know, Mad About You or something. I think she had somewhere to go.
2015 is the year your speech occurred, and you go with a Mad About You.
I don't know reference. How he does it.
I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. I was trying to think of a show. It was the first show that came to mind. Mad About You, Riser.
Who's your favorite character on Mad About You?
Oh, clearly Riser. He's fantastic.
Okay. I watched him in Aliens the other night.
Oh, the second Aliens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Went and saw that again.
How'd he do?
He did pretty well.
You know, he was one of the better dads on My Two Dads.
Was he the best of the two dads?
I'm just saying, if you're looking at the two, maybe he's one of the better ones. Honestly, I liked Beardy.
Okay, Beardy goes number one.
Yeah.
There was
Dick Butkus number two, Riser three.
Oh, that's not good. Especially if it's just two dads. There's another gentleman on the dais last night, a libertarian candidate named Rob Cunningham, who I've actually met before.
Come on.
Came into 34 Club a couple times.
Oh, is that still open?
No, it's not.
Anyway, keep going.
You're SOB. Brian Hoffman came to me this morning because he watched a little bit of this last night with his girlfriend and said, this gentleman sounds like what it would be like if you were running for mayor, Chris Gardner.
Oh, my gosh.
So here is why Brian Hoffman believes that. See if you agree.
Libertarians are very against these type of policies. I think Bill gave the best answer probably for the Libertarian Party. I can live with spending if it's going to create jobs that are serious jobs. How about a sock factory? China makes half the socks of the world. If we can bring in jobs that are real for real people, that are full-time, then I can live with that. That's not libertarian. That's my rock and roll libertarian. But we have so many more problems going on. I wish that having a soccer team in St. Louis was the biggest problem in St. Louis.
It's not about the soccer. It's about the socks.
Yeah. So, I guess Hoffman thinks I would rather invest in sock factories than bringing MLS to St. Louis.
I just don't understand.
It's an interesting idea.
I mean, I like his basic idea of let's get more jobs in St. Louis. Right. I'm all for that. But, like, how do we just get a sock factory?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like we're not really a sock hub.
Yet.
But we could be.
That's just his vision.
His vision.
Socks.
Yeah. What
makes St. Louis great again is socks.
Well, if you think about it, Gardner, a lot of people do have to wear socks. It's pretty integral part of everybody's day, especially in this climate. You can't just go walking around in flip-flops. It's not Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's making some points.
So you need socks.
Everybody wears them, is what I'm saying, in this area, in this climate.
It's an industry that won't go away.
I didn't get any socks until I was 22.
Really?
Oh, socks! No.
Oh, boy.
I still don't...
No, I got it.
I didn't.
It took a second.
Right over my...
You have to look into his eyes when he says a joke about that.
We're fine.
Okay, so...
I didn't get any socks until I was 22.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant... Oh, socks. Still don't get it.
Nope.
Is it that bad of a joke, Chris?
No, it's...
Or is it just
Chris
haircut?
Got it. It's me. I think it's me.
Okay.
Comprehension skills.
Where's Seth?
So, Tashar with the struggling opening statement. Rob Cunningham... The libertarian candidate wants to build a sock factory to bring jobs to St. Louis.
Build? Like he's out there with like a hammer and wood. Like, I'm building a sock factory. China's got half the sock factory, so we need one here.
I was watching part of this last night and thinking, my God. I thought I flipped off of Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Good reference.
Because there is some other thing. There's another guy on there that... He lives in my neighborhood and I see him around all the time.
Oh.
Type of guy that like I'll go across the street if I have to so I can avoid the conversation.
Are you talking about Ben Fred?
No.
Oh.
No. Him too. But a closing statement made by Antonio French, someone who I've said in the past, here recently, probably was off my radar.
Sure.
For some of his recent actions. Well, Antonio might be back on my radar.
Get out of town,
buddy. Because of how he closed things out last night.
Voters have a clear choice in this election. You can go with status quo and talk, or you can go with somebody who will really get things done in this city. Anyone who looks at the challenges of our city and thinks the top issues or the tough fights are implementing a ban on smoking in bars are looking at this city in a dangerous bubble.
Ha! Take it, Lida!
Wow!
Smoke him if you got him!
Whoa, wowie.
Okay. Boom! Roasted! Cruising! French got her.
Thank you, Antonio, for at least that comment. I'll have to reassess some things now, I think.
Everything's changed for you,
it's
huh?
It's changing. You know I'm a one-platform person, and if... I don't think he's going to bring the smoking back, but at least someone stood up and said, hey, stop saying, Lida, that you took on big tobacco, because you didn't, you took on small business owners in reality.
Chris, would you be for smoking in restaurants?
If the business wanted it.
Would you be for smoking in airplanes?
Yeah, I think so.
I've got a joke about that. Not today, though.
All right.
This seems like the perfect time to tell that joke.
It's the only time you have more than one or two people listening to anything you say ever.
No.
All right.
So he brought up smoking on airplanes, and now would be the time to tell the joke, and you say not today.
Is it inappropriate?
No, but you wouldn't get it.
I wouldn't get it?
I promise you, if I told this particular joke
socks?
Right now, you wouldn't get it. That's good.
Okay.
That's well done, Chris.
All right.
Well, that's the grab bag. I just wanted to dive into some stuff from last night.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. Always fun and a great show, guys, as always. Thanks to Derek Gould. Thanks to Mike Rupp. Thanks to the Red Panda. That was pretty awesome. Again, Chris, how do you pronounce the thing she does?
Gocho Tiwan.
Gocho Tiwan, which translates, she said, into unicycle
bull flipping.
Red Panda halftime show at the SLU game last night. I'm Benjamin Hockman, sports columnist of our city's paper, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, alongside Chris Gardner and Brendan Schaefer. We are the Writer's Block presented by Bud Select on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2, and InsideSTL.com.